April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get The Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Go Birds Podcast.
Go Birds! Go Birds!
Hey, hello. It is the Go Birds Podcast presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook, the Parks Picks Pod.
What up?
Seltzer, Elliot Shore Parks. What up, buddy?
How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
We won last night.
Won last night.
Yes. Me and both, you together.
Yes.
We successfully won a Sixers bet.
Yes. So. Yes. And the Sixers themselves winning.
They did.
Handily.
Less importantly.
Yes. All right. We'll get into it all. We're going to look ahead to some series odds, some finals, who's going to win it all type stuff, and dive into these series as they go. So far, most of the series pretty lopsided. We'll get to those. Let's just start with the Sixers, obviously.
Yeah, I have a question for you.
Ooh, I love a good out-of-nowhere question to start off.
Is Joel Embiid human?
No.
Seriously, the last time we were recording this pod, we were sitting here and saying, well...
Despondent.
Yeah, we're like, he's hurt, it's over.
Well, that was fun. What a fun year.
He missed one game.
Throw your Sixers to win it all bets out the window.
And honestly, I remember at one point of that pod, I said, like, look, if you think the injury is bullshit, buy the dip. Because it went to like 12...
Plus 12, plus 13.
Yeah, they're like plus 12, 13. Yeah. I don't know what they are. I haven't checked this morning, but I'd imagine after yesterday...
We'll get to it.
Yeah.
Definitely better.
But he's... Unbelievable.
He's fine. He looks exactly the same as before.
But the crazy thing is, I don't think he's fine. I think he's just playing through
a
it
beast.
Somehow. Like, it's ridiculous. Again, when he went down, I was like, oh, well, there they go. The Sixers odds are done. Like, they're not going to win it. And look, I still think you stack him up against the rest of the league.
We'll get to the Nets, but I think anyone saying that the Nets are not the clear, forgetting odds, and we'll get to that, but the clear favorite in anyone's mind is lying to themselves.
Right.
But...
Joel looks awesome, and he's probably the best player left in the league right now,
I would say.
He's the best player in the league, period, honestly.
Yeah, it's
like,
him or Durant
is up there, obviously, but when you look at what Embiid does on the defensive side of the ball, and honestly, he scores just as much as Durant does.
Like, yeah, but Durant's pretty good defender, too. Like,
when
doesn't
he wants
get the
to
credit.
Be, though.
Yeah, but in the playoffs, he generally isn't. Certainly for that team, they need him to be.
Right.
And, I mean, he's the best scoring forward I've ever seen.
Yeah, he's insane. I agree. I'm just saying Joel is
dominating.
And he's
been there and done it, too. So you got to give him that little extra of, like, this dude's won finals MVPs before. We're talking about
sure.
the playoffs. So, like, that does matter. But I agree with you. Embiid is, you could make the argument that Embiid is the best player left.
I mean, he's way better than Jokic.
He's not way better than Jokic.
He's way better.
Jokic is playing with nobody. It's like an embarrassment
around
him.
His team is bad. That
and
is
even
true.
Michael Porter Jr. is not even showing up for him. He's got, like, no one.
Well, he did score 15 last night.
Yeah, what, do you have 32, 20, and 10 last night?
Someone's mad. Michael Porter Jr. didn't have 17 and a half.
You're damn
is
right
what this
someone's
is really,
mad.
Is what
and
this
that
is really
someone
about.
Is me.
I told
okay?
you, I had 15.
You did. And I was wrong, all right? I was wrong. Michael Porter Jr., not cool, buddy.
No.
Not friends anymore.
No.
It's like Jokic over and then separately MPJ over. I was like, these are the two I believe in. Jokic, of course, comes through for me.
And I was
MPJ ruins it. And it's like nothing. It's like I'm back to square one.
You were like, should I do the 17 and a half? And I'm like, well, I'm going to do 15. But like, I feel like he'll probably hit the 17.5. And then I fell asleep last night. I wake up to 6 text messages from you. And the last one I see is like, F it, I'm done.
Yeah. There was, definitely an FMPJ in there too. Yes. Let's be real.
Yes.
So look, I think I am much more optimistic about the Sixers, especially that performance last night was a one seed performance. And we agree the Hawks are a good basketball team and we've seen it.
Yeah.
Now they're flawed. They're clearly not as good as the Sixers.
Definitely not as good as I thought after game one.
Yeah.
They're very good. The Sixers are playing better.
And the Sixers looked awesome last night on both ends of the floor. You can see a world where with Embiid playing the way he is playing, and again, it's like he looks fine. And again, right. I agree. There's something wrong with his knee, but it's clearly not hindering
him. Every time
him.
He falls.
I know. He winces and he does it. He's a little dramatic too, I think.
He is.
But still, he looks like Joel Embiid, and you can make a case. You can make an argument. We just saw an ugly Bucks win in game 3, and we'll get to that series. But, you know, a tough defensive team like the Sixers with Embiid being as great as he is, like, it is an interesting matchup, if nothing else, with the Nets.
The Nets are extremely talented, for sure. And when you watch them at points, it's just like, well, never mind. You know, like
I know. Well, games 1 and games 2
against the Bucks, it was unbelievable.
Elliot is literally texting me like, "Well, this whole thing's over."
Yeah, like it's
like,
insane.
What's the point of anything else
how
here?
Good they are. But here's the thing: like, the Sixers just know how to win, and I'm not sure the Nets can do that. Like the Sixers, I actually looked this up, and it wasn't as compelling of a stat as I was hoping it would be. But guess how many times this year the Sixers lost 4 times in 7 games?
It's a great question.
Yeah, the answer is disappointing. Just letting you know.
What is it?
It's 3 times.
Okay.
It's not
like 1 or 0.
Right.
Which is,
but
yeah.
I was still like, I mean, they don't go on losing streaks very often. And I think you saw that against the Hawks, where in game 1, they looked bad. And then like after that first quarter, I think it was Tucker of WIP fame that tweeted this out. Since the first quarter, they've outscored the Hawks by 54 points.
Yeah.
And it's just, they just know how to turn it on when they have to. And like, I think the Nets are better. I think Durant, you're right, is probably better than Embiid, but it's certainly a toss-up. Like, but I don't know. There's just something about this Sixers team where I can't picture them being eliminated. Like, I think they will lose to the Nets, and I could see them at least going to 7. But, like, when push comes to shove, I don't know if I can envision them losing. Like, kind of like with the Eagles in 2017, where it was like going into the playoffs. Yeah, Nick Foles is a weak spot at the time for sure, like all these things. But they just know how to win, and I don't know if they're going to lose. And I know that sounds simple and not like, you know, high-level basketball talk, but, like, I think there's something to that. Like, it's just when you look at certain teams and, like, they just know how to get the job done when they have to, and they do it a bunch of different ways. Like, against in Game 3, I'm not Ben Simmons' biggest fan, to be sure, but he took over that game in the third quarter, helped us get to 15 points, which was fun.
Thank you.
But, yes, but, I mean, if he's going to do stuff like that, they're going to be really hard to beat.
Yeah, I'm with you. And again, I this is all under the guise, the caveat of we think the Nets are the best team. We say that, but I'm with you. And there is, like, that stuff does matter. I mean, the 2017 Eagles are and forever will be my go-to example of, hey, chemistry,
right.
Who you are as a team, how the pieces fit. Like, that all matters in sports. Like, I am not, like, I know there are a lot of analytics people that would believe, like, momentum isn't real or chemistry isn't real. I believe in all that stuff. You know my thing. They're all humans. We're all human beings here. Like, and they are subject to the things that affect human beings. Like, thus, confidence, momentum, all these types of things matter. And this Sixers team really does feel like they have it. I'm with you on that. I honestly, like, I probably silly to just be looking past the Hawks, but I feel no worries.
I mean, the Hawks
series
is over.
It's over.
It's
like,
done,
they're
so.
Just a better. I honestly could see them just sweeping out. Like,
yeah,
a gentleman
I think
sweep.
They could. I'd be interested to know what it is when they win it, to win it in 5. I think it's plus odds there if you pick them to win in 5. Maybe I think I saw like plus
I'm
140
sure it has
or something
to be
like
plus
that.
Odds. Here, I'll look it up, but I'm
I would think, but
it's got to be plus odds.
But not by much. The other, like, basketball type question I have for you outside of the odds is, like, are you worried about the Danny Green injury? Because even though he was getting cooked by Trae Young, like, he has been a starter for them. We all know their starting lineup together is very good.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you look at the Nets, like, matchups, you're like, all right, well, you got 3 people you have to guard, assuming Harden is healthy, which is not, it could definitely not be the case.
It's a big thing.
Right. So if Sixers-Nets, I mean, you Ben Simmons is obviously guarding either Kyrie or Durant. Mm-hmm. Like, he has to.
I mean, I think he guards Kyrie, and I think it's Embiid on Durant, really. I mean, at least down low. I mean, Embiid protecting the rim. But, I mean, Durant's doing a lot of stuff down low for that
team. He is. What about Thibault?
Yeah, I agree. Well, Thibault's not tall enough. I think you have to have Simmons on Durant more.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, you're right.
I would put Thibault on Kyrie. I mean, Kyrie's pretty quick, but Thibault can be quick as well. But I think that's
I think they'll have to switch.
Where losing Danny Green hurts, because even though he got cooked by Trae Young, he is still a decent defensive player.
And he's also the one guy on the team who's freaking won titles.
Right.
And like, I mean, there's a guy who, you know, whatever you want to say about Danny Green, there is one person on the planet, one human alive, who has been a starter on the last two NBA championship teams.
It's true.
It's Danny Green. You know,
so
like, that matters. Like, that is something that he brings to this team that they don't have in spades. Like, they don't have a lot of guys. I mean, Dwight Howard won a championship last year. Like, they got guys, but Danny Green is a winner, a dude who's been there before. I think that stuff matters. And to your point, he is someone who, yes, he's older, not as fleet of foot, but he can play defense. He's a smart defender. He knows where he's supposed to be and how he's supposed to be there. And he can knock down shots for you. This team, especially going up against the Nets, you look at the Nets, you're like, all right, what's our worry? It's like getting outscored, right?
Right.
So anyone who can knock down shots for you, because we're talking Matisse, we're talking Simmons, like you're talking about replacing with guys who are not going to be knocking down the shots at the same clip. Certainly, you know, Matisse is getting better and stuff, but he's talking about 33% three-point shooter to a 40% three-point shooter. That matters, you know? So I'm with you. The Danny Green injury is nerve-wracking. The walking boot last night.
Not great. Already
we
to
know
have
from
that
from Eagles history.
Yes.
That
once you see
generally
that.
You see the walking boot, it's like,
multiple
not
weeks.
Good. Yeah.
So here's another thing. If we remove emotion from this, and we're close to the situation, so it's hard not to, but like, I'm just curious, what do you think from the outside looking in, people view the Sixers odds? Because they are still, I believe, fourth or fifth, maybe. Maybe that's changed.
So I will tell you. So to win it all,
I'm guessing the Nets, are they negative yet? Probably not, because they're coming off.
They're not. So the Nets are plus 125 to win it all.
Pretty close.
On the Parks app.
They're getting there.
The Utah Jazz are plus 250 on the Parks app.
Frauds.
Phoenix Suns, with a 3-0 lead, are plus 480.
That's insane. I'm so happy I got them twice.
So
smart
of you.
Both, I think, above 800.
It's a really good bet. And you know what else is a good bet? And if you didn't buy the dip, I'm sorry. But the Sixers are plus 750 right now.
Well, that's my...
That's a good bet, man.
So
we're back to being a good bet.
So that's my question to you. Why do you think from the outside looking in, people don't believe? Because, like, we know that, like, our hesitation is definitely Ben Simmons. Like, fair or not, it's definitely Ben Simmons. And I was thinking this week that I am a Ben Simmons hater. Like, I fall into that category if you want to do, like, hater, non-hater. But I do think sometimes he gets a little overly criticized for something that has not happened yet. Like, I feel like people always say, Simmons is going to cost them against
the Nets. You're right.
And for months, that's been the criticism. But, like, he hasn't cost them yet. They beat the Wizards. They've beaten they're going to beat the Hawks. And they're up 2-1. I mean, not because of him, but, like, obviously he was very good in game three when he needed him to. So, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's just not going to be an issue.
Well, and also, we talk about, like, having a score with the Nets and all that, but there is the flip side in the sense of what you just brought up. Either Durant, Kyrie, or if Harden's back. Because if Harden's back, that's another layer to this. Like, there's one guy in the league who can cover all three of those guys. One dude in the league, most likely. Maybe
yeah,
come
I mean,
up with
Kyrie
a...
torched him last time he
but,
played
but,
him.
But, right, and that's a bad matchup because Kyrie's really small for him and quick
and
stuff.
He's impossible to guard one.
Yes, and yes. And Matisse probably is a better matchup for him because of the size and the speed and the agility and stuff. But, like, the idea that going into the series against three of the best offensive players of our lifetime, flat out, the best offensive forward I've ever seen.
They might be the three best offensive players.
Probably the most coordinated, best finisher I've ever seen in Kyrie, and Harden is a guy who's scored over 35 in a season
wants,
multiple times. Like, you know, has the record for most, you know, three-point attempts. I see all that stuff. Like, could do anything. So, I do think that there is that flip side. We always talk about how, like, oh, Ben offensively, but, like, this is a series where having a player like Ben Simmons who can at any point hop on any of those guys and make a difference, make it harder for those guys, like, could be a real advantage for this team.
And Doc said something after game three that I never really thought of, but it's true. Like, when you're asking Ben to run around with Trae Young on one half the court and then also to play offensive, like, that is hard. So
totally.
I'll give him credit for that. But
it takes a lot out of you. I mean, like, especially how hard it is to, again, he's 6'10".
It's insane.
Trae Young's 6 feet. Like, you know.
I just wish you would.
I know, because I know. Well,
it sounds so silly.
It is, but it's more the stuff like going up for a layup and like passing at the last second because you're afraid to get fouled or whatever. That's the stuff.
And then
where
the free throw thing is an issue. Like,
that's the biggest issue.
It's definitely not like he started off cool against the Wizards. Like, he's been bad now for all seven or eight games, I guess they've played. Yeah. And it's major. It could be a major issue against the Nets. Like, if I'm the Nets,
seven games. No, you're right. Eight games. My
five
fault.
And eight,
You're my fault. Yes. Bad job.
If I'm the Nets, I'm definitely just hacking Ben.
Yeah.
I think it throws the team off. I think it gets in his head. And if he makes them, I would make him make, honestly, like six in a row before I would stop.
Yeah. I don't think it's crazy. And teams are doing it. And it makes sense. So yes, there are flaws.
Especially when the Nets have so few problems scoring on offense.
Massive flaws in his game. All right, back to these odds, because I do think it's interesting because you asked the question why, right? Why are they still plus 750? Why are they so far there?
Right, they're the one seed. They're up.
I don't think it's Ben Simmons. I don't think it's the stuff that we micro focus on here. I think it's the Nets. I think if you look at the odds, it's the Nets at plus 125. Then it's the two Western Conference teams.
That's true.
Then the Sixers. I just think it's saying, like, we think the Nets are winning. So if the Nets are winning, then the Sixers aren't.
Yes.
And whereas these other two teams, at least they get to the finals and they only have one more, you know, they have an easier pass.
There,
exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe someone gets hurt. Maybe it's this, whatever. So that's my guess as to why the Sixers, because I do think in a vacuum, if the Nets were not there, I think the Sixers would be just as much of a favorite, if not more than the Jazz.
They might be
right
the
there.
Favorite.
They might be.
I mean, the Suns, I guess, but like.
Even then, the Jazz are out of the Suns, whether we agree with that or not. Like, that
which
is
wild
there.
To me. I mean, I know that they come up with these prices somewhat by how people are betting, right?
Yeah.
So that's wild to me that there's a large contingency.
Well, and they're the one seed,
Jazz.
So they'd have the home court. They're up 2-0. They've handled a tougher team.
True.
Like, the Clippers are better than the Nuggets. So I think So I think that probably all plays into it. But regardless, the Suns are up 3-0. Like, the Suns are in the Western Conference
and
Finals.
And they're not just up 3-0. They're, like, dominant.
Dominant.
I mean, they've been killing
last
people
night
since that Lakers
game. In a essentially, like, must-win game for the Denver Nuggets at home in altitude on the night Jokic gets his MVP trophy.
I know. We were texting before. And like,
we're like, oh,
we're like, the over is a lock. And I guess he did hit, actually.
He did, but
barely,
still.
But, yeah.
Like, that was a super impressive performance from the Suns. They went into maybe the toughest place to play in the NBA when you take in the altitude part of it. And went in there and just handled business. Like, handled it. Like, at no point in that game were they not in complete control of that game.
Right. I mean, right before I fell asleep, I think they were up like
20.
Four.
I stopped watching when they were up 20.
Yeah,
I was like,
ridiculous.
All right, I'm good now.
The Suns are a team where if I could build, like, a roster that I would like to root for,
it's
I think that's what
Elliot
I would
team.
Come up for.
Yeah, like, Booker.
I think Ayton's kind of exciting. Chris Paul. Like, they shoot a lot of threes. They have great chemistry. Like, man, they are. I don't know if they'll win it, but. They are
They're
very
fun.
Good.
And
the fact that there's
nice.
No, like, LeBron team or the Warriors in the way makes me think that they could. I'm like, whoever wins it this year is going to be, not a fluke, but, like, it's not like LeBron or the Warriors, so it's going to stand out.
Unless it's the Nets. That's
true,
the problem.
So I was thinking this, that if the Sixers win the title, it'll be over a team that'll be very, like, Tampa Bay Raysy. Like, you know, like, they'll play, like, imagine if the Sixers win the title and we look back and, like, they beat the Phoenix Suns. Kind of like when the Phillies beat the
Tampa
Bay Rays.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah,
but
like,
it would be
very
like
random.
Well,
like,
we would all remember the Nets. We would remember them
agree,
beating
but
the Nets.
That wouldn't be the.
Because that is the title team. Like, the Nets are the super team this year.
But I
mean, again,
I
they
used
have three of the best
that,
players ever. It's unbelievable.
Agreed.
Certainly the best of this generation.
But I think the Sixers could beat the Nets and lose to the Suns.
Of course.
Right. Whereas
of
before,
course.
I thought whoever wins the East is winning
the
title.
Yeah. And I think
you could beat the Nets, be playing extremely well, and still lose to the Suns.
Suns are good.
Yeah, they're very good.
They're very good.
And they're a tough matchup. Like, I mean, I guess you would put Matisse on Booker. You'd figure that out. But, like, Ayton on Embiid, I mean, no one can stop Embiid, but at least he's, like, a big body that's...
I think Embiid would own him. Ayton's
I mean, he's
soul.
Owning everybody. But, like, it's not like the Nets where they have no center whatsoever. Like,
all right. I want to get to some of these future odds because there are one long shot I want to ask you about. We'll get to the series
odds. I
can't
even imagine who it could be.
We'll see. A quick thing on the Euros coming up.
Yes.
Kind of soccer. But let me remind you, as you're listening to this, as you know, talking about all these odds, you can get all these odds on the Parxsino Sportsbook app. Download the app. It is a blast to use. It's intuitive. It's easy. It's fun. Elliot and I obviously have been completely and totally obsessed with it. As you hear us talking about our bets we're making, literally every night we text, say, what are we betting tonight?
So, as you mentioned, there's a soccer tournament.
Yes.
Right? And me and my brother bet on soccer a lot together. And so we were so serious about it. I scheduled a time to talk to him to place our
Oh, I love
bets.
It. Like a
I was
phone
like,
call?
Like, when are we? Well, we still texted, but I was like, when are we doing this? Because I don't want to just like do it like bits and pieces throughout the next 3 days. Like, let's sit down. Let's figure it all
really
out.
Really take this seriously.
Yes.
I like
so that's
it.
Where I'm
that
at.
That is dedication. That's what I'm talking about.
That's how you get places.
And that's why you should be doing this too. Because, and on top of that, like, whether it's soccer, whether it's these basketball games, really anything, it's like, I know I keep saying this, but my biggest takeaway from
becoming a gambler,
becoming a true gambler, like every night I'm into this, is just, again, like, a game that I just don't have much interest in, like, in the same way, like, Suns Nuggets, like, sure, I'll watch it because it's playoff basketball, but I don't really care.
Well, you're not
staying up late. Yes,
yeah.
I stayed up till 12:30 last night, like, because I cared. Because
right.
I cared about this game. Like, it really does give you that. These games that we're sports fans, we're probably going to watch this stuff anyway, right? Like, it's fun to watch. Now you have this added attachment and incentive. It makes it so much more fun,
yeah,
man.
It's just something you can't explain until you do it, to be honest.
It's the best. Like, yeah. This is just the truth. Like, we've had so much fun. And you can bet on anything and everything. Like, obviously, we're obsessed with our parlays. We love them. But you could do teasers. You could do props. You could do individual player performances. Futures. Live in-game betting. Anything and everything. So here's the deal. Sign up now. Download the Parcino Sportsbook app. Sign up now and you get a risk-free bet of up to $500. A $500 risk-free bet. Just download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA/PA and use our promo code GOBIRDS. That's G-O-B-I-R-D-S to get your risk-free bet of up to $500. Again, that's parxcasino.com/PA. The website has all the details. Your risk-free bet is refunded on your loss as a free bet. As always, you must be 21 and present in Pennsylvania.
Let me drop a quick take on you.
Yes.
So we're sitting here in the studio recording this, and there's about to be a lacrosse game on national TV.
Chris Hogan, is that why?
No, let me tell you this right now. I mean, I shouldn't say 100% because maybe I'll gamble on it, but like, I will never get into lacrosse as a sport.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling that now. And I respect them trying to do this. It's cool. It's on. It's mm-hmm. cool that it's on national TV. I'm just not getting in on lacrosse.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
So all my buddies in high school played lacrosse. So I kind of like grew up around it a little bit. You know, like
I went to a lacrosse tournament.
I played
at the
baseball.
Link a few years
I played
ago,
baseball, so. But literally every single one of my other like closest friends played lacrosse. So I used to go to their games when I was off, and I was like. So, like, I like lacrosse. It's fun, but I'm with you. I will never.
And it's not even anti into it. I'm just telling you right now, you're not going to convince me to follow it.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I'd be very surprised.
Don't have enough time.
Yeah, no, I definitely don't. Now that I'm in this day trading game, it's a.
Yeah, now you're. Yeah, Elliot's just too busy. All right, let's get to quickly. I want to look at the individual games coming up and then the series. But tonight's game, for those listening to this, it's Saturday. This is going up right away. I do think Jazz Clippers is a really interesting game, and that was also
in LA.
In LA, the Clippers are 4.5-point favorites. That is a Clippers line. Obviously, Utah has dominated this
series. Let's decide right now we're going
to
bet.
Well, that's what I'm doing. And then on top of it, then I want to get to the one long shots. Because look, I think we all agree the Nuggets are cooked, the Hawks are cooked,
yes.
The Bucks are cooked. They're not beating the Nets, right? You start to feel a little like.
No, I think they're.
Look, if they
I
win,
think the
if
Nets
they win
are
tomorrow,
going to win the series. But, like, I think the Nugget, the Bucks are in a very different category than the Hawks and the Nuggets.
Okay. So they're one up. But we would both agree that the Clippers above all of them, right? That you could see the Clippers coming back to
yes.
beat the Jazz more likely.
100%.
We agree, right?
Yes.
Okay. So with that in mind, the Clippers plus 1,600 odds to win the title. Now.
See, this is how I lose all my money.
I know. But those are like. Long bleeping
no, they are.
Odds.
They're ridiculous.
And they're down 2-0. They were down 2-0 last round. They came back and won. If they win, like, arguably, we were just talking about Durant. We forgot to mention the other best player, Celestis
yes, Kawhi.
Like, he is in that group. You could argue with
outplayed
his history
Luka.
And stuff. With his history, you could argue he's the best player left. You could make that argument and fight it.
Agreed.
Legitimately.
You, yes.
So, you know, like, that's a team with a chance, at least in that sense. And I've been... very disappointed with their performance so far in these first two. I really thought they'd take game two.
Don't do it for me. Like, I just...
And it just seems like they're so lackadaisical.
That's
like,
what
they
I mean.
Went, but then they turn it on and they win three of four
right,
or five
like,
against the Mavs.
But here's what I would say. The
Mavs are way worse
are not
than
that
the
good.
Jazz. I agree. The Jazz
right?
are
like,
good basketball.
Luka is definitely very good, but the Mavs are not
It was
not
Luka
that good.
And nothing else. It was like Jokic trying to do what he's
right,
doing
and
with
they
the Nuggets.
Took them, they took him to like the fourth quarter of game 7.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't think they're going to come back from 2-0 against the Jazz.
Wow.
I don't believe in the Jazz, but like 2-0, I don't know. I
Jazz are good,
surprised.
Man. Like, I don't love the Jazz, but they're good.
I just don't believe good. In their best players. And it's hard for me as someone that, like, I base so much of my opinion on, like, how good is your best player?
Yeah, I think it's
and,
fair. It's the history of the NBA for the most
and,
part.
And, like, Donovan Mitchell, I could end up being wrong about this, but I'm just not in on him. I'm open to saying I could be wrong, but, and it seems like I'd like him because he scores a lot.
I know,
he's
like a buckets guy.
Yeah, I'm a bucket boy. But, like, I can't get in on them. And Rudy Gobert is a fraud. So, like, I just cannot get down with them. But I do think that they're probably going to beat the Clippers.
All right. So, we think Clippers win tonight, right? Are we there? They are a 4.5-point favorite at home with their season on the line.
I don't like betting them as favorites.
No, but, I mean, the line.
What's the money line? It's got to be, like, what, -2 something?
Yeah, I think maybe, no, a little less. -190. So, just under.
Okay. And I mean, honestly, I would probably bet the Jazz plus 4.5. But like,
wow, so you're really out on the Clippers because you were more in on the Clippers than I was last round. I was like, oh, Luka got him, and then I was like, oh, maybe not, maybe back and forth.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I don't think they'll go down 3-0, but like, I mean, they've been.
They could. They are a disappointing team.
But then again, I feel like the Jazz are better at home. So I would probably take the Clippers.
Here. Probably take the Clippers tonight.
4.5. How do you feel about that?
It's a Clippers line, it feels like. Right. I mean, like, we've, you know, the Bucks were, a 2-point favorite or something like that? 3.5?
It ended up being 2, but it was 1.5 for most.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, you know, and that's a granted, they're facing a better team, but still at home with their season on the line type of game.
Now, I will say, like, Clippers plus 375 to win the series is
interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. You said that last time, Mavs up 2-0. You're like, hey, it's an interesting bet here. You're right. You said it about the Suns 1-1. You're like, hey, Suns have some really plus odds because they're down 2-1. You're like, they got plus odds here.
Right.
So just history has told us there's a chance for one of these teams that's down big.
Yeah. And yeah, so I would rather almost bet the plus 375.
And not go all the way to the... And I think that makes sense. I think that's
Again, the plus 1600. But see, this is how I lose my money because I I put it into the app and I'm like, oh, wow, look at this. Like, you know, like $10 to win 160. Like, this is amazing. And then
that's
in my head,
I'm
like, think about it, Elliot. They're telling you the chances of this happening are so minuscule.
Well, I know. It's like, this is, hey, you realize it says 22-1, right? Like,
right.
So one out of 22 times.
Yes, you're
going
to hit this bet. Yeah. But in my head, I'm like, well, I'd much rather do that than bet 10 to win 9. When
I know.
I have a way better shot of winning the 9.
I know.
Like,
this is our problem. This is where the parlay, it is what makes it fun. But this is where we this is why we're not professional bettors and don't, you know.
Very true.
You know, don't always, you know, listen to that. All right. So quickly, we would say in terms of just best odds, look, and honestly, if it's not fun at all, I get it.
Right.
But the Nets at plus odds at all is a good bet. Like, the Nets are plus 125 to win the title. I think everyone alive thinks they're the best team left, and it's still plus odds.
The only thing that sucks about that is then you make the futures bet and just sits there, and you're, like, winning a little bit more than
right.
you bet. That's what sucks about it.
I know.
It.
It's like, almost like just bet each series,
right,
bet each
like,
game.
At least
that.
With other futures, you can sit there and say, all right, so if I bet 100 on this team, like, I have a big payout coming.
Yeah, I get
you know,
it. It's
like,
less fun. There's no question. But
I agree.
Is,
like, getting them, I think it's, I've texted you 2 or 3 times and been like, they have to be negative odds.
Yeah,
right now.
And they're not.
It's insane.
And they're not. I'm sure they were at 2-0 or at least
if they
would have
gone 3-0, I think they would.
It'd be close, you know? So I do think that if you are a, if you don't mind not having the juice, if
right.
you don't mind not having it be like a big payday and you're just a smart gambler who wants to make money, the Nets at plus
125
is
good. Wrong pod.
Because if they get, yeah, exactly. If they get further, like, it'll go down and it'll go down again. And by the time the final start, it'll be like minus 200 or whatever. So
here's what's interesting. I have a stat I saw earlier because I'm thinking about the Nets Bucks and they only scored 80-something points in that game.
Yeah, it was 86-83.
Right, which is shocking
Unbelievable.
To me.
Unbelievable.
So one of my friends sent me this. It's a stat. The Sixers are the fifth team to score at least 120 points in 6 of their first 8 NBA games in the postseason. 3 of the 4 previous teams went on to win the NBA title. And
what?
The reason that's interesting to me is because
they're a defensive team, you would think?
Yes. And yeah. If you said to me, whose offense is better? I would say the Nets. But, like, the Sixers never score in the 80s.
Yeah.
Like, they're always,
that's
you know,
point.
Like...
It's a good one. I really like that. I mean, that was
are the Sixers going to win it all?
How crazy would that be?
It's so wild to think where we were now versus a week ago.
I know. It's like a light years difference. All right. So again, we do say though, when you look at this, I think we agree, right? Like the plus 125 on the Nets, we've said that. But in terms of ones you and I would do, I would probably put a few shekels. Definitely the Sixers at plus 750. I think it's a great bet. And
the Clippers
I think,
aren't terrible.
And I think the Suns at plus 482 is a solid bet.
Yeah, like, you're losing value. Like,
you
the
lost
value is shrinking on
it's,
that.
Yeah,
yes, you're buying in late.
But look, it's going to go more. If they when they close it out, it'll go a little more. And then,
True.
When they, you know. So I do think there's still some value there. I mean, it's still almost 5-1.
Who do you think would be favored in the finals?
Sixers Suns?
Yeah.
Suns would have home court.
Would they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they have 51 wins. And the Sixers have 49.
But they weren't even the one seed. Is it just wins?
It's
okay.
It's most wins.
Okay.
Yeah. So both Utah and the Suns would have home court over the Sixers.
Interesting.
The Clippers and Nuggets obviously would not.
I could picture, then again, the Sixers like never lose, but I could picture
the
Sixers getting like mollywopped.
I think the Sixers would be a very, very, very slight favorite. Because you got to remember, most likely in this scenario, the Sixers are coming off just beating the Nets.
True.
So I think that would lift them up where they are a slight favorite.
And then obviously versus the Nets, they'd be underdogs. But by how much? Like, what would be the what would the Sixers have to be plus whatever to win the series for you to bet it? Like, emotions aside, where you would just want to, but
+200.
Hmm.
I think they'll be less than that, though. I think it'll be like
+190, +250.
Oh wow, you think it'll be that? Well, what was the Nets? They were like plus. I mean, the Nets were like what -200 to win this series against the Bucks.
Yeah, but I think that coming into this, the Bucks were playing really well. Like, you know, obviously they've looked bad since, and I still think the Nets are going to win the series. But if you told
Sixers have home court against the Nets, though,
true. And they have a better offense.
It's an interesting
apparently.
One. I would guess it's a little under 200.
Right, it's kind of crazy to think they would, and I understand why, but like it's kind of crazy to think they would be the underdog. They're the one seed. They have the home court. They're arguably playing better. I mean, the Nets have been unreal, but like.
Yeah. All right.
Nets better back this up, all I got to say is.
Yeah, well, we're not. That'd be great. Don't back it
up. Well, yeah, that's true. But I just mean like, again, to my Simmons thing, like we've heaped a lot of praise on the Nets where they've done anything.
Sure.
We've heaped a lot of criticism on Ben before he's cost them anything.
All right, quickly, before we get out of here, Euros.
Euros? All right.
You got your Euro 2 minutes.
Yeah, it's all right, let me pull up my
soccer thing. Corner with Elliot.
Yes. All right, so.
We're talking football.
Yeah, we're talking football. All right, so here would be my long shot odds. I'm sure you can probably still get them in on Parks, right? I got these all in already. Would they still be live?
When, let's look while we're doing it. When are they?
Well, I'm saying futures. So, all right, let's assume you can still do them. I would think they would. Parks keeps them up, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
Okay. Oh, Euro 2020, or the 2020? Is it still called 2020?
Yeah, because it was supposed to be last year because
of
COVID.
So it looks like you could definitely bet on the games themselves.
Right.
Well,
what's interesting about this tournament for those that are wanting to learn is England is going to be home for every single game, as is Italy.
Yeah, so you can still bet futures.
Futures? All right, here. Do you want me to?
Yeah, here you go. Group A, Group C. Here you go.
Okay. All right, so these are
easy to use. You see how quickly I found that? It was like, boom, no problem. It's very intuitive.
Right. All right, so England +700 to win it all. I like it because, A, they're going to play home in every game. They're going to be in Wembley Stadium. I'm almost positive for every game. I think maybe one playoff game they wouldn't be, but I think they'll be in it. They're also in a pretty easy division, so they'll get through. France, my only concern with France is they're in a really tough division. They're right there with Germany, so they're +450. Mbappe is exciting to root for, but I don't know if I'd bet that one. My one that I like is Italy +700. They won their first game 3-0. They have a great defense. They are also going to be home a lot, so I kind of like that. They're like 28-0 in their last 28 games. There's ties in there,
wow.
I should say. But
That's pretty strong.
But
they haven't lost is the point.
They played bad competition is my point. But so those would be like the teams I like. The other one, I have this written down on my phone, not yours. So it was another one I liked as a long shot. Spain +900, although they're dealing with like COVID stuff. Like they're all just like getting the vaccines, which is a little worrisome. But +900, I kind of like it. And then if you really want to just throw some shekels down, the Netherlands +14-0, they're in a super easy group, so they're going to get through. And then at that point, I mean, soccer's just 50-50. So.
Plus, you know, great unis too.
Yeah, well.
You rock the orange unis, those are great.
So I have this, now that we're far into this
big
pod,
Netherlands
this is a,
guy, by
this
the
is
way.
A real one.
Big Netherlands guy historically in the World Cup, big fan.
I have a new problem where, like, if I go out and I'm, like, out drinking and I come home, I've now 3 times in a row purchased a soccer jersey later.
Is it one of the ones you're wearing right
this
now?
This isn't one of them.
Okay.
They're not here. They take forever to come.
Elliot is wearing one right now, which is
like,
hilarious.
So when I was on vacation, I went out. I got home. I'd been debating between 2 jerseys. I bought them both drunk. And then a few nights ago, me and Kristen went out, and I was just laying in bed, and I had another jersey pulled up on my phone, and I just bought that too.
Nice.
And the other funny thing is I'm buying these from like the websites in England.
Yeah.
And so it says like £84. But it's not really what it is.
No, yeah.
And I thought it was pounds, but it was actually like, what's GBP? That's like, it's not pounds. It's not euros, I should say. That is pounds.
Yeah, actually. It's pounds. Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
so
pounds.
Normally they're in euros. That one was in pounds, which is even worse. So like, I'll buy it. And I'm like, oh, this is $85. And then I'll pull up my card
it's
and like it's
150
like, it was
whatever.
Actually, yeah, way more than that. Yeah. And then I'm like, give me $10 for the extra patch. So, but yes, England, France, Italy, Netherlands is a long shot.
I love it. That's
where I'm at.
And all right.
Top goal scorer, I would say Harry Kane, like because I think he's going to play the most games. He's a favorite,
yes.
but even the favorites +600 in that category.
Football corner,
yeah, there we go.
That's the who knew you knew football better than football.
Football, there it is.
Zing!
Set myself up for that.
All right, so as always, hit us up. Let us know what you're doing. What parlays?
DM
you got
us.
Coming
let
up,
us know.
DM us. We will definitely
I get
be
invested
betting
in
these
that. Like people
me
DM
too.
Me their picks, and I'll like follow up.
Me
a day
too,
later
dude.
And be like,
me too. I love it. Yeah. I love it. I get locked in. I want us all to win.
Yeah.
Shackle
Except
season
I do get
for everybody.
When you win.
I know you told me that.
I know.
You're the one. one who won the monster bet lately.
I know, but I'm just being honest.
You've won a lot more
you.
Than me lately. I very rarely win these days.
That's true. So. That is true.
I bet $10 on the Sixers last night. I was like, yeah!
Yeah, I know. Big win for the Shackles.
Yeah, so, you know, I could use a few wins, Elliot. Come on.
I hope you get them only on the nights I win.
It's a beautiful thing. Yeah. All right, download the Parcio Sportsbook app. Bet on these games with us. Check us out 1-3 on Saturday, WIP, if you listen to this very quickly, because this will be up right before that. And that'll be up later as well. And back next week, and all good. Any final thoughts?
Just excited for soccer tomorrow.
Me too, buddy.
Football.
Me too.
Yeah. Just so much going on in my head with basketball playoffs, Euros, like just everything. So, but it's a lot of fun.
That's why you got to download the Parcio yeah. Sportsbook app.
That's why I have to concentrate on other
things. Have as much fun as we're having,
yes.
Right? All right. We'll talk to you guys soon. He's Elliot James. We'll see you.